Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
See Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they will love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. Sports Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We will attempt to have today's show be the fastest show in all of sports, because I gotta tell you, those games ended late last night, as the kids would say, late AF. And dragging ass a little bit this morning. But we're going to make it work, baby. We're going to bring you the energy. We're going to bring you the fire. We are going to bring you all things sports, because on this Friday morning, the world of sports is alive. And we will get to all the big news items, including previewing tonight's games in the Sweet 16 that are absolutely outstanding. Duke and St. John's, the main event. And this would be like, you know, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes a couple years of WrestleMania opening the show, because it's the first tip tonight, Duke and St. John's. I'm going to tell all of you why the Las Vegas Raiders are absolutely lying through their teeth ahead of the NFL draft. Very much looking forward to talking some NFL with all of you. And how about the star athlete right now in sports that might return way sooner than expected? We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. all our bets for tonight will close the show, and the pockets are a little fatter today. What a betting night last night, not just for yours truly, but for the crew. You know, generally when we're all on the same sides, it does not go great. It just feels that way, at least. How about Texas? How about Arizona? And how about them Illini? I-L-L. 310-840-4910 is the number, 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos on all social platforms, at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And we officially begin the phenomenal Sports Friday edition of You Better You Bet with last night's extra decadent opening to a very, very sweet 16. Four games last night, and yes, it needs to be said. The late slate, which was the more hotly anticipated slate, Arizona, Arkansas, Illinois, Houston, in terms of game quality, not as good as Texas, Purdue, and Nebraska, Iowa, but still, like, four games, quality, very good in terms of the basketball, storylines abound, and what has been a superb NCAA tournament. We will get to Iowa's win over Nebraska, and Fred Hoiberg's foibles. Say that five times fast. We will get to Purdue sneaking by Texas, thanks to Trey Kaufman Wren's late heroics. But we will begin with the late games. Arizona, Arkansas still to come. But we start with Illinois sending home Houston. 65-55. Now, as it concerns movies, one of the things that people love to bitch and moan about and complain about, you know, superheroes, probably the first thing, right? No one likes superhero movies anymore. Just a big money grab, right? The other thing that people love to complain about are sequels. Are sequels really necessary? Are they all just money grabs? And to be fair, it does feel like, whether you're a big movie fan or a small movie fan, whether you love movies or whether you're ambivalent towards them, it does feel like sequels generally tend to be more like Godfather 3 than Godfather 2. More like The Rise of Skywalker as opposed to The Empire Strikes Back. Well, I gotta tell y'all something. Last night, we saw one of the great sequels in the history of life. And this one, honestly, maybe a little too on the nose. Maybe better than the original. And the original is one of the most beloved movies of all time. Because last night, we got to watch Groundhog Day 2, starring the Houston Cougars. Every day, exactly the same. Every march, exactly the same. And once in a while, every April, exactly the same for the Houston Cougars. Who needs Bill Murray when you've got Kelvin Sampson, and you've got Emmanuel Sharp, and you've got Uzan, and you have Kingston Flemings, and you have the Houston Cougars? 55 points last night for Houston. All of these games go exactly the same way. The script is exactly the same every single time. At some point during these games that Houston plays, these high-leverage spots in the NCAA tournament, you will see some kind of graphic pop up on the screen that they haven't scored in like 9 minutes. And you ask yourself, how in the world is this possible? And I will admit something right now before we continue. I hate this. I hate that this has to be the conversation and this has to be the narrative. And yes, I'm happy Houston lost. Like, I bet on Illinois. I have Illinois to the Final Four. I have them going to the national championship game. I did not want Houston to win last night. But what I hate is now that this is how people will define the Kelvin Sampson era at Houston. It doesn't seem like it's fair. Because this Houston program was moribund It was dead in the ground. And Kelvin Sampson comes to Houston, and he absolutely resurrects this program. And the job that he's done overall has been nothing short of remarkable. Remarkable. Where, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if someone would have told you that Houston would have this level of success, you wouldn't have believed it. Like, I'm born in 1983. I wasn't old enough to see Houston make three straight Final Fours from 82 to 84. Lose to Michael Jordan in North Carolina in 82. Lose to Jimmy Valvano in 83 in the national championship game in NC State. Lose to Patrick Ewing in Georgetown the next year in the national championship game. I wasn't around for that. Who would have thought that Kelvin Sampson would take Houston to this level? And all the success that he's had at Houston. But whether right, wrong, or indifferent, fair or unfair, it's like the Nine Inch Nails song. Every day is exactly the same. Every loss is exactly the same. Where the offense goes cold and there's some like mind-numbing mistake and Houston goes home. And I'm not saying this to rub salt in the wounds, to add insult to injury, to Houston fans, to people that bet on this team. Like, that sucks. And Houston is not like a blue blood program. Houston's not Duke. Houston's not the Yankees. Houston's not the Lakers. Houston's not the Cowboys. A team that America can get behind and root against. That's not what this is. But we have to call it like we see it. We have to call a spade a spade. And we can go back throughout the Kelvin Sampson era to really define this. Whether it's, you know, the Michigan shot to beat them in 2018. Sweet 16 against Kentucky in 19. Getting stuffed into a locker by Baylor in the Final Four in 2021. My personal favorite was 44 points against Villanova in the regional final in 2022. Where I talked about this when it happened. I'm at a wedding. That night, it was a Saturday night, whatever. And I've got Houston big to go to the Final Four. And the groom, who's like married one of my wife's friends, my now wife's friends, went to Villanova. And all his buddies went to Villanova. And we're all watching at the bar. And they are cheering relentlessly as Houston is clanging shots like they're the Houston Rockets against the Warriors with James Harden and Chris Paul. And I got to watch my bets go up in smoke. 44 points for Houston in that loss to Villanova. That's probably the gold standard. But wait, there's more. How about getting run off the court by Miami as a one seed? How about losing to Duke in 24? And then, of course, last year, not that you need a reminder, but not even getting a shot up at the end. Not of like a game in November against some curtain jerking jabroni mid-major, no. Not in, like, Big 12 play against TCU. No. The national championship game. 55 points last night for Houston. Because I'm sick, and because I am here at your service, our listeners and viewers, I'm here for you. I do the work so you don't have to. I didn't even use AI for this. I manually did this myself. I am patting myself on the back. Here are the teams this year that scored more points than Houston did against Illinois. Illinois, not exactly the 1985 Chicago Bears defensively. And we all know that, right? Here's a list of teams that this year played Illinois and scored more points than Houston did last night against the Illini. Long Island. UT Rio Grande. Florida Gulf Coast. Andy Enfield ain't the coach. Colgate. Not the toothpaste. The school. Penn State. Southern. Rutgers scored 55. Northwestern. Maryland. Washington. Penn. VCU managed 55 against Illinois in the second round. Here's Houston with this, all these monsters. And Kingston Flemings is going to be a lottery pick. 55 points. 55 points. Just like, go away. I'm sorry. At what point do we all say, enough? Enough with this. They don't shoot a free throw for the first 36 minutes of the game. a 6-minute scoring drought against Illinois. This is not like against Donovan Klingon's UConn. That's like not what this is. Not against the Baylor team that held everybody down the year Baylor won the national championship. Against Illinois. Now, maybe things can change and next year will be different and Houston gets over the hump. And look, it's a credit to the Houston program that like this is the conversation around the team. That it's national championship or bust. And that we do the first 15 minutes of the show on the Houston Cougars on a national sports radio show. It's a credit to them sincerely that the bar has been raised to a degree where it's national championship and nothing else is acceptable. They are commended for that. Also, just like, when is it going to be different? Things can change in sports. Peyton Manning was a big game loser until he wasn't, for instance. But like the late, great Mac Miller said, it is what it is till it ain't. And right now, it ain't. And unlike the end of Groundhog Day, the movie, Groundhog Day 1, when Bill Murray gets his happy ending, I don't know if I see it in the future for this Houston Cougars team. And none of this is to diminish the accomplishments of Brad Underwood and the Illini, who were spectacular last night. Look, obviously it helps that Houston did what Houston always does, right? And I don't know if this was like an A-plus game by Illinois. It just kind of seemed like the second half started. Houston does the thing where Houston makes no shots. And Illinois is like, okay, like you don't want to score? I guess we will. And think about how many instances were there, assuming you stayed up to watch this game, because it did end very late, at least on the East Coast, when we're all texting each other in the You Better You Bet show chat, right? In the show text chain. Like, is Illinois going to blow this game? Like, McCarty is draining three-pointers like he's Steph Curry for Houston. It's like, are they going to come back? It felt like Illinois was dying to at least make the game very interesting at the end. Couldn't make a free throw at the end of the game. And just, you're watching this like, is this happening right now? But when it came down to it, Houston wanted to Houston it more than Illinois wanted to keep Houston in the game. And it's not to diminish what Illinois did. Illinois, onto the Elite Eight for the second time in 3 seasons. And this time for Illinois, UConn ain't waiting as the final boss. No, they will be favorites coming up against Iowa. We'll talk about that game in a few moments. But Wagler, Mirkovic, Stojakovic, there's so many itches that the broadcast team was talking about this last night. Kevin Harlan was very funny. Ivicic, Boswell, nasty. They are nasty. And the upside of this team and the ceiling of this team, maybe not to win the national championship, but I think certainly to get to the national championship game. And we talked about this before the tournament, right? And I actually think that the Tuesday I had off last week, when I came back on Wednesday before the first round, and I said, I think the one thing I'm wrong about is Illinois. I kind of feel like I overlooked Illinois the Monday after Selection Sunday here. You better, you bet on Westwood One Sports. When I said, I think Houston's going to the Final Four. And I thought about that. It's like, Do I believe that? Or is Illinois going to beat them when they meet in the round of 16? I'm happy that I had time to reflect on that. And hopefully you, our listeners and viewers, we don't get everything right on the show, but I hope that that was of help to you in your bracket or a bet or whatever, because Illinois now favored to go to the Final Four. The Illini, tomorrow, 6.5-point favorites against the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll talk about Iowa coming up later this hour on the show. Very much look forward to that. Illinois, 6.5-point favorites, 138.5, the total. This is a rough thing to say, what I'm about to say about Illinois, but it is unquestionably the truth. Because you can say, okay, they were the 3 seed. They are one of the final 8 teams standing. That's a great season. No. No. I dare someone to disagree with me on this. There are no excuses for Illinois to lose this game tomorrow to Iowa. None. and Iowa's been spectacular, and Ben McCollum's tremendous, like the next great college basketball coach, it looks like, and Sturts is great, and Figueres is great. Iowa, this a magical run for the Hawkeyes. First Elite Eight since 1987 when they lost to UNLV in the regional final. With Kevin Gamble and B.J. Armstrong and Brad Lowhouse, and yes, I looked that up this morning. I did not know that off the top of my head, just being honest. No excuse for Illinois to lose tomorrow. Tomorrow. And I know they were in the Elite Eight a couple years ago against UConn and got run off the court in that game. Tomorrow is the biggest game for Illinois basketball since the 2005 NCAA championship against North Carolina. And I am expecting the Illini to win. Are they going to cover the spread? I'm not so that I'm not confident yet to be able to give you a thought. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. But I expect Illinois to win and go to the Final Four. We haven't even scratched the damn surface here on this phenomenal Sports Friday. You better you bet with your guy Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports. On the other side, Arizona. Did anyone get the number of that truck that ran over Arkansas last night? Oh, the Arizona Wildcats. We will talk about Iowa's win over Nebraska. Purdue's buzzer beater, basically, with 9/10 of a second to go, over the Texas Longhorns, and get you set for tonight in the NCAA tournament. 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@TheCostos. We are back in minutes on a Friday, Westwood One Sports.
Can number 5 seed St. John's stop the buzzsaw that is Duke basketball? Listen on the Westwood One Sports app tonight, 7:10 Eastern, followed by the remaining Sweet 16 matchups from your home of the NCAA tournament, Westwood One Sports.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/SPORTS.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY. 888.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Oh, the legend, Brian Anderson, on the call last night. Arizona. I mean, if I had told you before the game, and you know, just to get the sponsor read in here before we talk about Arizona, Arkansas, this segment, You Better You Bet on this Friday, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. So if I said to you before the game last night, Arizona, Arkansas, Darius Acuff's going to score 28 points. And I just gave you that bit of information. Acuff's going to score 28. Who would you have thought would win the game? Maybe the answer's still Arizona. Maybe Arizona survives 28 points from Darius Acuff. But I guarantee you probably think the game would be pretty close, right? With Acuff scoring 28. Not only was it not close, think about how long John Calipari's been coaching college basketball and all the various stops that John Calipari's had coaching college basketball. Last night, out of all the tournament games John Calipari's been in, the worst loss in John Calipari's NCAA tournament coaching career, as Arizona, and it could have been more. It could have actually been way more. Arizona, 109. Arkansas, 88. Just a ridiculous performance by the Wildcats. And an emphatic statement of intent from Tommy Lloyd and Arizona. And this was one of those games where, you know, Arizona feels the need. Like, a statement comes out from Arizona that they are focused on having Tommy Lloyd retire as an Arizona Wildcat. With all the North Carolina rumors floating around, well, I'll tell you what, you do this, and we ain't letting you go to Chapel Hill. We're going to do everything we can to keep you here in Arizona. Arizona last night. You know, Koa Peach tremendous, and Jaden Bradley's tremendous, and Braden Burries is tremendous. 64% from the field. And 63% from three. And it's not even that like Arkansas was terrible in the game. Who's beating any team that shoots 64% from the field and 63% from three? A majestic performance by Arizona. Domination. They beat the you-know-what out of Arkansas. Arkansas won the SEC tournament. Arkansas's really good. And Arizona treated them like bug meeting windshield. Pfft, splat. See you later. Purdue awaiting Arizona in the round of eight. Arizona, a 6.5-point favorite in that game. We will get to it coming up in a little bit. I'm being honest with everybody. I don't know what more there is to say about the game. I'm like, Arizona destroyed them. It wasn't even close. What else is there to say? Like, Arizona's great. Arkansas was pretty good in the game. Darius Acuff scored 28. Arkansas goes home. The end. We'll talk about Arizona-Purdue coming up in a little bit. All right. Now, we can talk about the two early games, which were just fantastic. Like, a viewing experience where it's one of those where all of us collectively as sports fans, we're all watching the games and we're on social media and everybody's buzzing about it and your phone's vibrating and the text chains are lit, as the kids would say. I'm too old to say stuff like this. I said it on ironic. Like, I meant it as if I'm cool. I know I'm not. And everyone is energized and we're all in these moments where, man, I can't believe how good this is. We got one of those moments last night with the early slate. Both finishes tremendous. Iowa-Nebraska, maybe not so much, but that game was great. Basically tight throughout. The Purdue-Texas game, magnificent in the way that it ends and comes down to the finish. So Purdue beats Texas last night, 79-77. Trey Kaufman-Wren with the winner with 0.9 seconds to go, tipping it in after, like, Purdue's up by 3 and, like, somehow fouls Texas for an and-1. Just like, what the hell are you guys doing? Texas ties the game, and Purdue wins to avoid overtime. And I'll tell you, as someone who bet Texas last night, and our crew, Tyler and Kenny, bet Texas as well, we were all praying for no overtime. Because you know what happens if that game goes to overtime? Purdue wins and Purdue covers the spread. Overtime, where underdogs go to die. Thankfully, that didn't happen last night in Texas. Covers the spread. Purdue ends up winning the game. And because Texas lost, it feels like Tremont Mark's performance might be lost to history. And this may be the last time that, you know, on this show, we ever say the name Tremont Mark. We'll see. He was insanely good last night. Like, clearly far short of 100% health. Not quite limping up and down the court, but clearly not healthy. 29 points, 11 of 15 from the field, 5 of 7 from downtown. And this is just my opinion. I'm guessing most people will agree with this. And this is not meant to be an insult to Texas at all. It felt like if Texas were going to win this game, and it almost did, it would be because they kind of got a little lucky. And I'm not trying to diminish what Texas did, winning in the first four, beating Gonzaga, beating A.J. DeBonsa and BYU. But, I mean, they were shooting way above their skis in this game. Like, they were out of their mind shooting the basketball in this game. Like, I think Purdue's a good amount better than, and I bet Texas in the game. Like, to cover a big number. I don't know if Texas was going to win the game. Tremont Markle basically single-handedly keeps Texas in the game. Where every time in the second half, where Purdue, like, takes the lead or cuts the deficit to 1. Here is Texas making some kind of crazy shot to extend the lead or retake the lead. And you got the feeling, as we are coming down the stretch of this game, like, man, like, I don't know who's going to win this game. Great feeling to have when you're a sports fan. And to be fair to Purdue and Matt Painter, and you better, you bet on this Friday, Nick Costos here with you, Westwood One Sports. It felt like Purdue was going to once again become Purdue. Now, Purdue is, by and large, and it's only been a couple years, I think has kind of scaled that mountain a little bit of being tournament losers, right? Like, went to the Final Four a couple years ago with Zach Edey, played for a national championship, got annihilated by UConn, but I mean that UConn team annihilated everybody. And then last year, they go to the Sweet 16 and, lose a really close game to Houston. Like, no shame in that. This is a game where it feels like a number of years ago, Purdue absolutely loses. Like, it's not apples to apples, but I mean, like, think about the Virginia game, the year Virginia wins the national championship in 2019, and how ridiculous the end of that game was, right? Like, it felt like this could have gone the same, and I understand Virginia was the 1 seed that year, and Texas is an 11 seed. It's not apples to apples, but it kind of felt like Purdue might actually lose this game as a big favorite against Texas. Purdue was super resilient here. Smith and Lawyer and Kaufman-Wren, like, those three beasts, basically scoring like almost all of Purdue's points in this game. A tremendous performance by them. And then the heroics, obviously, by Kaufman-Wren with the tip-in at the end to win it and send Purdue to the Elite Eight. I don't know how much people would have cared about this. Like, this is not, and this is an apples to apples, but like Rick Pitino against Duke tonight is pretty juicy, right? I don't know how much people would have really cared or grooved on Sean Miller against Arizona. Miller obviously coached Arizona for and it's not like he went straight from Arizona to Texas. That's not what it was. But I mean, he was coach of Arizona, had a lot of success there. Couldn't get over the hump, couldn't win the big one. I don't know how much people would have been into that. I think it would have been a pretty fun story, though. And a great, great run by Texas to get as far as they did, honestly. And think about, in the first four game against NC State, barely winning that game. And then last night, barely losing to Purdue. Credit to the Texas Longhorns and credit to Purdue for holding on and advancing to the Elite Eight, where they will be a pretty sizable dog against Arizona. I think that game might be a little closer than the betting market indicates. We'll talk more about that a little later in the show. The last game to discuss from last night, Nebraska and Iowa. So Iowa wins, and Iowa on to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1987. And in 1 year, Ben McCollum has already surpassed what everything Fran McCaffrey did as the head coach at Iowa. He is tremendous, and he feels like the next great college basketball coach. And Bennett Sturts is obviously an NBA-caliber point guard. He's going to go in the first round of the NBA draft. He's terrific. Great run by the Hawkeyes. We'll credit them coming up momentarily. But, I mean, the story of this game is Nebraska and the way that Nebraska lost. And if you're a Nebraska basketball fan, and it turns out there are a lot of them, right? It ain't just Nebraska football. Nebraska basketball fans showed up and showed out in this NCAA tournament. Obviously, the first two rounds in Oklahoma City. The game against Vanderbilt was like an event unto itself, with Tanner missing at the buzzer in Gordon Hayward style. Nebraska made this NCAA tournament. Think about that statement. It's literally never been said before. Nebraska made this NCAA tournament way more fun. Had never won an NCAA tournament game prior to this year. Fred Hoiberg, fantastic job getting Nebraska to the Sweet 16 and almost to the Elite Eight. It sucks that the talking points coming out of this game for Nebraska and for Fred Hoiberg is not just going to be that they lost to Iowa and led basically the entire game and coughed up a 15-6 run to the Hawkeyes as Iowa pulls away and wins by 6 in a game that they trailed basically the entire game and Iowa pulls away late to win. But it's going to be because of a mistake made with about a minute to go. So to set the stage, Iowa's up 6. Nebraska makes a 3 to cut the deficit to 71-68. And coming out of the timeout, take a listen to what happened with Nebraska and Iowa.
Look at this pass. Oh, my goodness. Volkiris! What happened?
Wait a minute. I think Nebraska only had 4 defenders on the floor. They did. Rick Mast is not on the floor.
Oh, my
Nebraska,
goodness.
That is a major breakdown.
A major breakdown. Obviously, Fred Hoiberg and Nebraska players are next to Hoiberg. I felt bad for them. Grilled about it after the game. And Fred Hoiberg, and I'm being sincere here, did what a leader is supposed to do and took the blame. Take a listen to Fred Hoiberg postgame.
I've never been in a situation like that. I know they always count to make sure there's not 6. I don't know the rule on that with 4. But, yeah, I mean, it was a miscommunication. And, you know, unfortunately, it happened, but that, you know, as far as the rule, I've never been a part of anything like that. So
look, it may not have mattered. Iowa was leading in the game already. Iowa had the lead with the ball up by 3 with 56 seconds to play. It might not have mattered. And honestly, my opinion, I can be wrong. I don't think it would have mattered. Iowa had seized control of the game Iowa's kind of got that vibe, obviously, right? I felt like Iowa was going to win regardless. But, you know, can happen, obviously. It doesn't quite rise to the level of, Chris Webber's timeout against North Carolina in the 1993 title game. It's not quite that. The stakes not as high in a Sweet 16 game. It's also not great to send 4. I mean, come on. This is the kind of thing that doesn't happen in, AAU. In crappy high school basketball, this doesn't happen. Hell, crappy college basketball, this doesn't happen. There's a lot of bad college basketball. This sort of thing doesn't happen. In the final minute of a Sweet 16 game. Fred Hoiberg's coached in the NBA. For this to happen, unfathomable. And maybe it's the player's fault, maybe it's Hoiberg's fault, whatever. It happens, it's ridiculous. And I will say, and you, the listener and viewer, you can feel differently about this. And that's fine, right? You can think, well, they made the mistake, it's their fault, and they deserve the criticism. I feel bad for them. Because this was a historic run by a team that has literally never done this before. And now, we are going to spend time this offseason for Nebraska, heading into next year, where Fred Hoiberg goes after the game. When we hang the banner next year, it's going to be extra sweet. What banner? Like fourth in the Big Ten? Stop it. Come on. Let's be realistic here. This was Nebraska's best shot. And Nebraska split with Illinois in the regular season. So, like, I would have picked Illinois over Nebraska, but Nebraska could have gone to the Final Four. Choked this game away. Not just because of the four men on the court. They choked it away because they led the entire game. And it sucks that that's going to be the talking point after what was a magical season for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You better you bet with Nick Costos, Westwood One Sports. Now, as for Iowa, this is my type of Cinderella, man. You can take your George Masons, your St. Peter's, your LaSalle's, your VCU's, go away. Iowa, Ben McCollum, Bennett Sturts, Vulgaris, yeah, this is my type of Cinderella. Love it. 9 seed, beats Florida, beats Nebraska, handles Clemson in the opening rounds. I absolutely love it. And now we get the all Big Ten regional final, Illinois and Iowa. And as we told you, Illinois is 6.5-point favorite in the game tomorrow. We'll tell you how we're betting that game at the end of the show. But on the other side here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, Rick Pitino versus Duke. Need I say more? The show presented by BetMGM.
Happy MLB opening week. A fresh scorebook. A brand new season. Infinite possibilities. Your team's alive. Your dream is real. Baseball's back. And we're all better for it. Westwood One Sports.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert Instant Loans are issued by FinWise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code GO. To borrow up to $10,000, use code GO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
You win some, you lose some, and I'm hoping we can get Duke at the buzzer next to make up for that Christian Leitner shot.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
You know what March means for college hoops. Lock in for every game and make your March moment when you bet with Boosted Odds. Activate your Odds Boost token for any March matchups bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Log into your BetMGM account to receive the token and download the BetMGM app today. Sports is the best. How about this for everybody on a Friday morning? March 28th, 1992, Christian Leitner shot to beat Rick Pitino in Kentucky in the regional final in what is widely considered to be, for me, it's close between that and Gonzaga UCLA in the Final Four a couple years ago on the Jalen Suggs buzzer beater, what is widely considered to be the greatest college basketball game ever played. March 28th. 1992. Fast forward nearly 34 years to the day. March 27th, 2026. Better known to you and yours today. Rick Pitino once again against Duke. This time, instead of in the regional final, to go to the regional final. And yes, Rick Pitino, since that loss, and like that was the national championship game, and everyone knew it in the moment. And like, I'm only 9 years old at that point, but I knew enough about sports then as a gigantic lifelong sports fan. That was the national championship game in the regional final, Duke against Kentucky. So that would have been Rick Pitino. Like, Rick Pitino wouldn't have had to wait until 1996 to win his first national championship with Kentucky beating Syracuse and John Wallace. He would have gotten it that season with the Kentucky Wildcats. Pitino did get a measure of revenge already against Duke back in 2013, annihilating the Blue Devils en route to a national title. And look, like the NCAA can say it didn't happen. We all watched it happen. We all watched them beat Michigan. They won that national championship. And now, tonight, how 34 years almost to the day, Pitino versus Duke. And this time, it's not Coach K, John Shire. The blue blood of all blue blood programs in college basketball taking on New York City. And tonight, we don't have to wait until, I don't know, 11:45 p.m. Eastern time for the most anticipated game to tip. 7:10 p.m. Eastern. Duke versus St. John's. The Blue Devils, 6.5-point favorites, total in the game, 140.5. Now, we know that Patrick Gungba is going to play for Duke, and we know that because he played last week against TCU in the second round. There was another player for Duke who was injured coming into the NCAA tournament. That, point guard Caleb Foster. And the prevailing thought, and not just thought, what everybody had said, really reputable college basketball insiders and reporters had said, is that Caleb Foster is not going to come back for the NCAA tournament. Outside chance if Duke makes the Final Four. So it should go noted that yesterday, talking to the media, John Shire Caleb Foster is going to be a game time decision tonight. And there's video of Caleb Foster practicing where he looks pretty good. Now, I'm not insinuating he's going to play. If I had to guess, I feel like he probably won't. But what the hell do I know? I'm guessing, and I'm admitting that. The point I'm making here is, as it concerns Duke, whether or not Foster plays or not, Caden Boozer, you know, Carlos's son, Cam's brother, a more than viable replacement. And you would think that Gungba is going to be healthier tonight. This is like what science, logic, physics, and reason dictates, right? What physiology dictates is that Gungba will be healthier tonight than he was against TCU over the weekend. Duke's getting healthier. And that was the knock on Duke, for me at least, heading into the tournament. When we compared Duke, forget about Florida. We told you that it was Duke, Arizona, Michigan, draw a line, Florida. And where I drew a distinction between Duke and Arizona and Michigan was the fact that, and look, Michigan's without Kaysen, but Michigan healthier than Duke, right? And an easier path to the Final Four than Duke, right? Fair to say. The knock against Duke was Duke's not healthy. Well, now, Duke's getting healthier. And I said this on Monday on You Better You Bet. I said it after they beat Siena in the opening round. Duke, in four halves of basketball in this NCAA tournament, has played like one good stretch of 20 minutes, and it's the second half against TCU. Duke is too good to keep playing like garbage. They're too good. And look, I can be wrong about this. Like, they could come out and lay a Humpty Dumpty size egg tonight. I would be shocked if that happened. For a team that has only lost a couple games this season, blowing an 18-point lead against a really good Texas Tech team when JT Toppin was still healthy, and then losing to North Carolina in Chapel Hill at the buzzer, and they trailed for 0 seconds in the game. If Duke comes out and lays an egg tonight, I will be flabbergasted. As Frank Sinatra famously sung, and I feel this way about Duke. They did it their way. No, that's not it. The best is yet to come. And it gives me no pleasure to say that. I grew up in Queens, New York City. I grew up a stone's throw from the St. John's campus. I'd love to see New York City represent. I'd love to see Rick Pitino represent. If I had my druthers, just as a sports fan and as a native New Yorker, I'd love for St. John's to win. But I got to keep it a buck with all of you, always. I got to keep it 100% of the time. I think Duke kills them tonight. I think 6.5 is short. I think Gungba and company can help neutralize Zubi Ejiofor. And unfortunately for Rick Pitino, I think it ends March 27, 2026, like March 28, 1992, with a Rick Pitino loss and a Duke win. Hour number two coming up next. We will start the hour talking NBA with our good friend, the great Jay Croucher from NBC.
This is Westwood One Sports.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
A great car wash should clean the whole car. At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, your car comes out sparkling on the outside, and every wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning spray so you can tackle the inside too. It's everything you need for a complete clean, all in one stop. In just a few minutes, your car will be looking fresh inside and out. That's the clean car happy feeling. Tidal Wave Auto Spa makes it fast, easy, and convenient. Find a location near you today at
fix.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.